When Maggie Smith, Bill Nye, and Judi Dench first checked into the best exotic Marigold Hotel, nobody in the film industry expected much. But their East Indian adventures proved so popular, they've extended their stay. The sequel, which opens today, is called The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Our movie critic Bob Mondello has reservations.
The hotel's as ramshackle as ever, still a far cry from the plush retirement community its British pensioners expected when they came to Jaipur. But now that cranky Maggie Smith is keeping the books, expansion is in the wind, an inspector is on the way, and obsequious manager Dev Patel is in overdrive.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the great Guy Chambers, as welcome as he is fragrant. Now I shall bring you food guaranteed to tickle even your most talented taste buds.
That was thorough. Find any polyps up there?
He's the one.
What one?
Our evaluator.
What's your evidence?
The nose, Mrs. Donnelly.
Oh, right. So that's bollocks, then.
Much of the attraction of the Marigold movies is hearing Dame Maggie and her esteemed colleagues say things like that. They all have gravitas to spare at this point and seem comfortable lending it to dialogue, so mild it seems on the verge of floating away.
Sometimes it seems to me that the difference between what we want and what we fear is the width of an eyelash.
This is the film's other dame, Judi Dench, in a scene that winks at rumors that she and Dame Maggie are rivals off-screen.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Well, the hearing's gone then, obviously.
Yeah, along with your backbone.
I don't know why I tell you anything.
Because I'm older and wiser.
19 days older.
For the record, that reverses the actual difference in their ages.
That's the entire lifespan of a wasp.
Imagine that line without her delivery and it just evaporates, no? There wasn't anything terribly surprising about the first film, and fans presumably don't want to be surprised at this one, so what they got before, they get again. Dench is still resisting the stammering courtship of Bill Nye. Celia Imrie's still ogling every passing pair of pants, this time including those on Silver Fox Richard Gere. And Dev Patel is still Mr. Malapropping his way through a part designed to make his elders appear fonts of wisdom. Nothing subtle here, but then they're only trying for the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. I'm Bob Mondello.